in your book, Repurposed, which we've talked a lot about over the past several years. You actually talk about this idea of wealth versus income in your book. Talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the book is not a financial guide to retirement, right? But it is a guide to retirement. And a big part of that is the financial piece. And I think probably one of the most important pieces of, you know, really financial retirement planning is this development of an income source and differentiating wealth and income.
So why don't you go ahead and do that? Differentiate. What is the difference between wealth and income?
Yeah. So wealth, I mean, think of wealth as like an abundance of resources, right? Like a grain bin that's just filled in years and years and years, but nothing ever comes out of it, right? It's excess. It's stuff that we have that is not being used. It's just kind of out there. So for a lot of our clientele, it starts to look like a number on a financial statement,
sure,
right? And lots of times we have clients come in and they'll see this number as it grows over the years. You know, that to me is wealth. Not being drawn upon, it's growing. And early in, you know, your life, building that wealth is super important.
Sure.
Right? Because we're trying to someday build up enough that we can use some of that to spend later on.
Right. And then the result of that is then income.
Yeah, hopefully.
Which again, it comes to this idea that when it comes to retirement, you'll say that income is actually more important. Would you agree with that statement that income becomes way more important than wealth in retirement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I think income, that's in my mind, it's the useful side of money.
Sure.
Right? So think of income as being the useful side of money. And in many ways, wealth becomes kind of almost a detrimental thing for some people.
Right.
But I look at wealth as a stockpile. And one of the things, and I don't want to go, you know, hyper spiritual here, but I think we have to go there. Ecclesiastes 5:11, Jared, and I'm just going to read this to you. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owner except to feast his eyes on them? Hmm. And I think that verse, and it's in the book too, the chapter is called Money Doesn't Buy Happiness, But Pensions Do. And I think we're trying to really remind people that, you know, money doesn't make us happy, but in the end, pensions or income,
sure,
can create happiness through, sure, just enjoyment of using and spending that money.
In your experience of helping people kind of cross this bridge from working into retirement, is that a hard mindset to break with people where they, you know, they're building this number on a pay? Because again, for us in our 40s, this is what we're doing. That's basically all our wealth is at this point. Our retirement savings is just a number on a page.
Yep.
And then it goes to kind of the reversal of spending that, turning that to income. Is that a hard, you know, switch to flip for a lot of people?
Very, very difficult, yeah, for many, many people. Because you see, right, all these years you're building this base up in your 401k, your retirement accounts, whatever it is, and then it comes time to actually spend it. Mm-hmm. And that can be very difficult because you're seeing this wealth, right? And think of it like a shark fin. I've explained this before, I think even on the show, but as we're adding money into these accounts and hopefully they're accumulating over time, they grow, and you get the front side of a shark fin. But then if you're going to spend your assets, it should look like the up and down in retirement, right? As you're spending the income off of those investments. That's if your goal is to spend the principal. Some people say, no, I just want to spend the income off of it and give my principal to my kids. And I say, that's fine.
It's still about income.
It is. You still need the income.
Right.
And I've asked, or I've told a lot of our clients this too in our meetings. I just had one today. And I said, Mr. and Mrs. Client, if you don't spend this money, your children will. And they start to look at it a little bit different at that point, because I think I told my dad this once. I said, you saved this money. You will probably do a better job spending it than I will.
Right. So you established that income is probably more important than wealth. We touched on this already just a couple of minutes ago. Do you think that wealth can almost be a bad thing from a mental standpoint, where again people build up this wealth and now they see that they're either spending it or the stock market goes down a little bit and it actually causes more despair? I mean, is that the right word, where, you know, people tend to worry about it, kind of like the Bible verse you read, where,
yeah,
it's like, what else is this supposed to do other than I stare at it, which can be not the worst thing ever, but it almost causes more problems than what it does freedom, which is what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. And it can give us anxiety. It can do all these other things in just watching that number change over time.
Sure.
And we're going to argue that let's try to make sure we're keeping the goal of that money, which is retirement income in front of us versus the wealth number.
Sure.
I mean, and we've talked about that before, but especially in markets like we've been having, I mean, they've been great here for a while, but the volatility's out there and the markets go up and down. But if you're relying on it for income, it makes that bumpy ride maybe not as significant for you.
Well, think of it like this. You just mentioned that income is the useful side of wealth. Well, it's to go have the experiences. It's to go do the things that we
give
feel
it away to charity.
Give it away.
To give it to your children. Right. What else are you going to do with your money?
Sure.
Other than spend it yourself, give it to your children, give it to charity.
Sure.
What else can you do? I mean, and all of those things I just described essentially are income-based uses for your money.
Yeah, and just look at the two perspectives from that. One is focused on self, where I'm going to look at it and just stare at it, or use it for something other than thyself, cause greater than self. And the differences are huge from a mental standpoint when it comes to retirement.
Yeah, and I go back to that verse we touched on. You know, as the goods increase, so do those who consume them. You continue to grow, and it's like we want more and more and more of this wealth out there, when really we should be focusing on income at some point when we come into retirement.
Gotcha. So we talked about why it's so important. Let's talk about how does someone start to really develop retirement income?
Well, I think it needs to start early, right? I mean, we got to build the front end of that shark fin. So if you're pre-retirement, start working with somebody like us, we got to start building the plan so you get there someday and you can start relying on the income that you've created through long-term savings plans.
Sure.
If you're coming into retirement, that starts the plan too. And there's so many different ways we see retirees come up with income, right?
Right.
I mean, everything from part-time work to Social Security to all different types of ways.
And you want it that way, right?
Absolutely. I want a diversified look of consistent income in retirement. And hey, we're used to getting income payment checks,
all
right? I mean, how often do you get paid?
Every 2 weeks. Unless you decide not to.
Yeah.
Decide.
For now, the paycheck is still coming, right? So, but that's what we're used to or conditioned to over our lifetime is every 2 weeks we get a paycheck. So why should it change in retirement? We're used to that.
Yeah.
So let's find a diversified group of ways to come up with that retirement income. It could be pension, could be part-time work, all different types of real estate, whether that be farmland that we own, apartment buildings, et cetera, Social Security, IRAs, Roths, right? We're going to want to have a mixture of both so we can do good tax planning.
Sure.
Non-qualified retirement or investment accounts that hold municipal bonds or something, that can create great tax-free income for clients. All of that stuff rolls in together to create an income plan for a client.
And it's got to be fun from you and the rest of our team to sit down with people and build that plan, especially when you have people who have planned so well, saved so well, and then now they have all these different streams. That's got to be like a fun, that's actually got to be really fun.
Hey, we love our jobs. And that is one of the most fun pieces of this is helping people see how they can, again, transition from this wealth mindset into income. And then, like I said, that's a useful side of money. Spend it. Give it away to either your kids or charities and just enjoy the hard work over the years.
Sure. Now, you mentioned coming in and speaking with us and developing that plan. What's too early? Is it ever too early to start really thinking about this retirement income plan?
No, not really. I think if you're trying to actually put paper or pencil to paper, right, and you're trying to actually come up with, can I retire next year, 6 months, a year from now? That's crucial. Get in and talk to us. If it's 5-10 years out, that's not too early. You should be doing that.
Sure.
And if it's 20 or 30, right now we got to be building up the front side of that shark fin so we can have the income later.
You know, it's one thing you always say. It's the $1 million question that we always get, or not we get, but the general question when it comes to retirement, do I have enough?
Yep,
it's not about how much you have. It's how much you're planning on spending.
What do you want to spend?
Which is going to be dependent on what your income. They're closely related. So it's less about wealth, more about income, just like we've been talking about.
You need the wealth to create the income. But again, it needs to be an income plan based on your current needs. Like I said, help us. Let us help you come in. If somebody comes in, let us help you transition from a number on a piece of paper to your life and how it's going to impact your life.
Great advice. If you need a meeting out there, we would love to hear from you. You can call us anytime at 222-4236. You can visit us online at taichesfinancial.com. Click on Request a Meeting. It's in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. And if you live in the Wilmer area, we would love to see you. Our office is right on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. Stop in and see us. Our office hours are from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Thank you for tuning into this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Tejas Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at tejasfinancialgroup.com. Tejas Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through HD Vest Insurance Agency, LLC. 6333 North State Highway 161, 4th floor, Irving, Texas, 75038. Phone number 972-870-6000. Tejas Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.